This is the second and last week of early voting in the 2014 general election. Texans have a chance to ensure that our state continues on a path which has been the economic envy of the rest of the nation. For two decades now, Texas has led the United States in job creation. Texas has set the example for meaningful, effective tort reform, reformed a once-broken trial lawyer-abused worker compensation system, and during a couple of recessions set the example of cutting spending instead of raising taxes. This and more has led Texas to be the subject of stories on its success from places as far away as Singapore and Hong Kong to Berlin and London. Meanwhile, inside Texas, all we ever seem to hear from Democrats is just how bad things are. Liberal Democrats are constantly asserting, quite wrongly, that our schools are the worst, that millions of the poorest don't have access to health care, again wrongly, and that somehow favoring conditions to create jobs and keep a healthy economy is an attack on working people. All we're offered this time around on the ballot from Democrats is the same old rant on why we need bigger government and why Republicans hate everyone but themselves. The Dems' top-of-the-ticket candidates even added interracial marriage and sex toys to her list of issues, alongside her and the Democrat Party's enthusiastic support for killing babies in the womb after 5 months of pregnancy. Even if you don't like every nominee under the GOP banner, those candidates deserve your support far more than do any of the Democrat radicals on the ballot. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.